Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we will explore metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspect. I invite you to join me with curiosity. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome, everybody, to episode 16. And in today's episode, we will explore what love truly is and how one can embody it so they can navigate the darkest of their experiences with fellow human. Be ready to stretch. Let's get curious and expand together. Welcome, everybody, to today's podcast. And I am so excited to share this perspective with you, and that is how to love your enemy. And you might be thinking, when we look at the word enemy, like, you know, you're at war with somebody or somebody has done big things. But the enemy sometimes exists within us. The enemy sometimes exists within our immediate family. And unfortunately, in some circumstances, it could be your spouse. And in our mind, we are looking at our spouse as enemy. So now enemy could be whatever person to you. It could be at a bigger global level, or it could be somebody, some part of you inside of you, or it could be someone living with you. So I will give you the opportunity to choose that enemy with you. But what I'm going to show you how to love that person or that part of you or that concept that really disturbs you and take control of you. So first, let's start with few concepts. So like what I'll be sharing with you are spiritual concepts that exist at a universal level. And most of the time we don't understand them and we are trying to be somebody that we are not. We are trying to expect other people to somebody that they are not. So first, let's start with there is no separation. So if I say this person has done wrong to me, this person is my enemy, this person is bad, we are looking at separation, but the universal truth is there's no separation. There was a time or there was a point or a moment in creation, we all were one. Me, you, trees, everything existed in endless light. All together. There was no separation. The separation exists only in our physical reality. We all come from same soul. A part of it went into your body. A part of it came into my body. A part of it went into my cat. A part of it went into the tree outside of my home. But we all come from one and oneness, and we all are one. The illusion of the physical reality is we think we are separate, but the truth is we are not. So that family member that you truly, truly hate, you're one with that person. When you hate that person, you hate yourself. When that person hates you, they are hating themselves. When we judge someone else and we say, you know, look at that person is wrong, they are doing all wrong, we are judging ourselves. That is the universal truth. But in the physical sense, because we are in a fractal reality, I'm in a different body, you're in a different body. So we think, we assume we are separate. So the first foundational principle would be that you are one with your enemy. Now, of course, you're deciding who that enemy would be for you. You are one with the person who has hurted you so deeply that there's no room for forgiveness. No matter how complex that situation is for you, you are one with that person. Even if you're thinking, you know, that is so dark, Alia, that person is so dark, they are like, you know, a walking devil. You have no idea how dark that person is. My friend, you and that person are still one. I know this is a deeper concept, and sometimes we feel so icky about it that we run away from it and we try to rebel and we try to say, no, how could that be fair? This and that. Take a deep breath and just again, look at it. You two are still one. There's no separation. Even if in this world we feel that we are separate, there's no separation. So now that we have established one truth, that you and everybody else are one, then how you're going to love that person? Like how you're going to get over the hurt that they created in your life or the things that they continue keep doing to you? That requires understanding another deeper truth, that is your love. Now, what love is? Love is the universal energy. Love heals. Anything love touches gets healed. Our creator is love. He's loving us all the time. He created me and you out of love. Not to punish us, not to test us, not to send us to this earth to live a miserable life. Our creator created us out of love. We are extension of that higher power. Coming in this world, on planet Earth, to transform our share of darkness into light. How we can do that? By realizing our truth is love. So let's say I grew up and now there are all these people I'm judging and I'm hating on. And that feels weird. That feels yucky. That feels not aligned. And I don't know what's wrong with my life. The truth is I am acting like somebody who I am not. So when I go through my own transformation, awakening, and realizing what I'm doing in my life is not truly aligned with my soul, my truth is love, first I start loving myself. First I stop judging myself. And then I can start loving that person or those people that I was judging. But it cannot happen out of intellect. Intellect will always find things to hate or dislike about other people. Emotion of love can come from intellect. Oh, you're good. Like, you know, we are similar enough. I think I can love you and I think we can get married and I think we can even have a life together or have kids together. That's intellect. Emotion of love can come from there. But energy of love, it comes from your heart, it comes from your soul. When you see a person on the street and all of a sudden you just feel so much love for them, you never met them, you have no idea why you're feeling this love for them, that's unconditional love coming from your soul. Love can only come from your soul. What we say, I am in love, that's actually the intellectual emotion of love. We looked at somebody, there were enough things that matched between them and on our list, and now voila, we are in love with that person and we are ready to get married with them. We are not talking about that love. We are talking about energy of love, the energy of love that created you and me, that exists within you and me. And me and you do not have to have anything common for me to love you and for you to love me, because this love is coming from the energy that exists within us. I'm talking about that love. When you start connecting with that love within you, the first thing that will happen, you'll stop rejecting yourself. You'll stop judging yourself. You will stop criticizing yourself. You'll stop hoping that one day you will miraculously change. Because right now you're not good enough and one day you'll be good enough. All that goes away. And of course, it's a process to connect with that. Right now, we are just talking about the theory aspect. On a practical level, it does take a lot of work to release the lies, to release those layers that cover the light of love within you and truly plug in and connect with that love. So let's say that's done. Let's say you have started to feel that love for yourself. you are realizing you are a product or a creation out of love. Your God, your creator loves you. The day you truly embody that, my creator loves me, and because my creator loves me and I'm his creation, I will love myself too. I will not tell myself my nose is crooked and my chin is double and my, you know, belly's flabby, or why I'm not married already. I won't tell myself any of that, but I would just love and accept myself. We are talking about that level of love. And by the way, that's unconditional love only comes from your soul. It cannot come from intellect. It cannot come from your ego, because it comes from the non-physical part of you. When you are at that level of love, that is when you can look another human and you can feel that love for them. That is when you would look at this person who in the past has done horrible things to you and you can feel that love for them. And you can see the separation of what they did versus who they are. There's a saying, I forgot where I heard it, what it is. Hate the act, not the person who did the act. Something like that. And sometimes we forget that. When we see someone doing something, for example, we see somebody stealing right in front of us. We see somebody cheating right in front of us. And we start judging that person. That person is wrong. That person is bad. It's not that the person is wrong or bad. They are pure light. What they are doing in that very specific moment could be harmful to other people. So it's a very important when we look at other human, even if they have tortured us the worst way possible, being able to see that what they did is separate from who they are. It's a complete other topic, why they are doing it. I will actually get into it. I think it's important I get into it. So I'll talk about it in a few minutes. But right now, let's stick to keeping focused on who the person is. And, you know, I'll share trick with you guys. If you have a person in your life who's just giving you such a hard time, it could be your boss, it could be your spouse, it could be a family member, it could be your own child, it could be a friend, whoever that person is, start focusing on, instead of what they do to you, start focusing on who that person is. Every time, instead of thinking in your mind, this person again did this person again did that to me, start focusing on who they truly are. They are light. There is love within that person too. Deep, deep, deep down, boxed in their heart, there is energy of love in that person. Just think about that only. Whenever you think about that person, think about how much love they have within them. Keep focusing on just on that aspect, and you will watch how their behavior towards you will transform. Because when we focus on this energy of love, we start to activate it within another person. So let's say if I stay focused on energy of love within me, if I'm waking up in the morning and I'm reminding myself that is my truth, I am created out of love, I am loved in every single moment, that is who I am, then whoever I'll come across, I'll look at them that way too. So I am activating that soul consciousness within me, and I also start activating in another person when I look at them and I say, oh my God, look at them, how beautiful they are, how loving they are, how kind they are. Even if they're doing nothing to me, I'm just observing from a distance, I can just start seeing the image that I see within me. I can start seeing it within them. All of a sudden, they start becoming kinder, more loving, more caring. Not that they are conscious about it. They'll be just like, you know, today this is just how I feel. But you actively, you consciously activated it within them. So that's why it's very important when we think about our loved ones or not so loved ones, we always focus on how good they are. And if you cannot find any good within them, just know deep down within their soul, within their heart, there is a fountain of infinite love. That's why there are people who go through craziest life. They will do the most horrendous crimes against humanity. And then within few years, they are completely transformed and they become such a big channel of light. If they were so bad, if they were completely bad, where did this light come from? The light was always within them, and it's the light of love. It was always within them. It was just masked about with some temporary darkness that they, you know, just went way too deep in. So whoever you are hating, whatever part of you that you dislike and hate and you want to get rid of it, start looking at that aspect of you yourself with so much love. If you say, I'm so lazy, why I'm so anxious, start looking at that anxious part of you with so much love and keep focusing on there is love within that part too. And once we make that connection, there would be only love. There would be no anxiety. There would be no laziness. This is such an easy tool for transformation, transforming yourself, transforming other people, because you are activating the consciousness of love within that person. So now let's come to the next piece of it. Then why, if everybody is so much love, then why do we do such crazy things to each other? Why there's so much darkness that shows up in people and then they end up harming each other on such a deeper level? And then at a global level. Now, I'm going to stick to smaller level, just me and you within ourselves, within our immediate relationship, or maybe a stranger who does something wrong to you. Because if we start talking about global, that is going to be a 2-hour podcast. And I will just do a separate episode for that. The truth is, me and you are love. Before we came into this body, we both knew we are love. But the reason we come in this world is to transform our own share of darkness. Now, how are we going to do it? Before we can do that, we need to kind of wake up to who we are. That's why we go through pain. Most of the leaders that you're going to see, they had the most traumatic childhood. They went through that pain, and then the pain was so much that they went for soul searching and they found that infinite fountain of love and light within them. And then they came out and they started sharing it with the world. So now who is it that is going to help me wake up through pain? It would be another human being. So before we come into this body, we have these soul contracts with each other that I will be your, you know, husband or boyfriend who'll cheat on you. I'll be the employee who's going to fire you. I'll be like, you know, your sister-in-law who's going to make your life living hell. I'll be the mother-in-law who's going to always constantly nag at you and remind you, like, you know, how you're not good enough for our family and whatever experience you have had. And sometimes it could be very, very extreme. But those are the soul contracts we have had. So if you have a family member who pushes your button, they are doing the job that they signed up for before they came into this reality. And they have their own set of people who push their button to help them. So when a person comes to me and they are saying horrible things to me, my job would be to be able to look at them as the love that they are and also remember whatever they are saying is a reflection of me, a part of me that I need to work on, and they are here only to remind me. For example, if someone rejects me for whatever reason and it hurts, Now that is the thing. If it hurts, that means I am rejecting somewhere deep down within myself, and I am not willing to be honest. And this person is showing me that mirror so I can do that inner work, so I can reveal more of my soul light. I can be more of love. Now, let's say I get to a point where someone rejects me and it has no effect on me anymore. It doesn't hurt. It does not change how I see that person. I don't even wish it to be any different. Now, that is when I have healed that wound. And some of us think, you know, we are so up there, evolved and developed. My friend, this is a lifelong journey. As long as you're in a human body, you will be evolving and growing and getting triggered and be shown parts of you. With the help of other people that we like to label our enemy, with the help of other people, that those are the parts of us that are seeking to be transformed into light and light of love. And that is the work we are here to do. So now let's go back to how to love your enemy. Recognize there's no such thing as enemy. Recognize no one is separate from you. We all are one. In this physical reality, we are in a different body, but in the non-physical reality, me and you are one. We come from one source. We are connected to one source. So here we can hate each other as much as we want, and we can say you're wrong, or you can say I'm wrong, whatever we can do. But the truth is, me and you are one. You're coming in my life to show me what needs to shift within me. I'm coming in your life to show you what is seeking to shift within you. But at no point, me and you are separate. Because you are love, I am love. And we have been created by love. Now, how you can implement this knowledge in your day-to-day life, this consciousness of love, how can you do that? Look at yourself first. What are the parts of you that you've been rejecting and you wish could be different? Love those parts. If you're lazy, love that you're lazy. Because now you know that you don't want to be lazy. Now you can do something about it. You might get some help. You might get an accountability partner. You might focus on getting more clarity about your life. Once you have cleaned up everything within you, and that will keep you busy for a few years, then start looking around who you don't like around you. Who are the people around you that you tend to judge or hate, or you think they are toxic? In my world, no one is toxic. You're the most toxic person in your life. If you think someone is toxic, you are toxic. And that is the work we are supposed to do. I don't use the word toxic for other people. Yeah, they could be showing me parts of me that I'm not ready to see, because I'm just not ready to be that honest with me. So I'm going to label them toxic and I'm going to cut them out of my life. But the truth is, they were only showing me what is seeking to shift within me. They were only showing me that. And I was not ready to be honest, because I am not loving all parts of me yet. I am lying to myself every single day. I'm hiding parts of me that I reject or I don't like. So I'm just going to pretend they are not there. So when a soul comes in my life who have a contract with my soul that in this world, at this very specific moment, this person is going to come and reflect to me what is seeking to shift within me. I say they are toxic, I'm going to cut them off, because I have not done my homework, my part of the work. They were doing their work. And because I have not done my work and I was not ready to be honest with myself, the easy thing is to do is to cut other people off and say they are bad, they are wrong. But the truth is, they are pure love. just like me. And once I embody this consciousness more and more, or I develop it, or I nurture it consciously every single day, now someone comes in my life and they say all these things to me, I take a moment and I take a deep breath and I look within me. Where within me am I rejecting myself, or I am judging myself, or I am holding on to the parts of me that are not true? Those are the lies that I've been told to believe a very long time ago, and I'm still believing them. And now I can release them. And now I can look at this person and I can say, thank you so much for helping me. And they will look at me and they might be like, what? Are you crazy? I just criticized you. That is when I help them wake up to in that moment where they snap out of it too. Imagine if that's how we started living with our family members. Imagine if, you know, having these fights and whatnot with our siblings, if this is how we started living, how different the world will be. Because, you know, we are so big in complaining how much darkness is in the world, how humanity is going into a black hole. My friend, the black hole exists within you and within your family, because the world is created by multiple units of families. When we start to heal our own lineage and embody and invite more love within our homes, that is when we are going to save this world from going into a black hole and move more towards love and light. So if you truly want to change the world, start to learn to love your enemies. And I'm talking about the ex who has made your life living hell. I'm talking about that person too. And we are ending with that. I'm sending you all so much love, and I will see you all next week. Thank you for listening. Bye.